What is wisdom? That is a question for this week as we look at the words written by King Solomon to his sons. Both King David and King Solomon wrote, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Both of these mighty kings desired the same thing, namely that their children understand the importance of knowing the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because of his love for his sons, Solomon pleaded, "Hear, my son, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness." What is the fear of the Lord? Is it terror caused by seeing his power and might? Is it trembling at the condemnation we deserve because we have sinned against him in thought, word, and deed? Is it the realization that we cannot be assured of life as we conform ourselves to the devil or the world? Certainly that is one sort of fear, which is caused by the stark reality of God's holy law. But David and Solomon were not talking of that fear, but of respect and reverence for God, because he is truly merciful and loving. The fear of the Lord comes from knowing that we are his creation, that he cares for us, and he desires that we be part of his family forever. David and Solomon are telling us of the response of faith that we have when we learn of God's gracious love and mercy. Their instruction points us to Jesus Christ, who lived, died, and rose again for our salvation from sin and eternal death. May our Lord grant us a faith which fears him, which holds him in reverence and high esteem because of his grace. Amen.